This is 5 in 10, 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. SkyWatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness continues. Sign up through February 4th. 90 days access to 24 presentations, cutting-edge presentations, plus 6 full-length documentaries from SkyWatch Films. Details coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, the apology tour. Against the advice of his attorneys, FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, whose cryptocurrency exchange imploded a month ago in rather spectacular fashion, wiping out about $36 billion of value in a matter of days, is spending the last week talking to anybody, really, who asks for an interview. His defense appears to be, "I'm just not smart enough to be a criminal mastermind. I have no idea how that $8 billion of client funds deposited with FTX wound up over at Alameda Research, which was FTX's sister company. And that money, of course, gambled away making bad bets in the cryptocurrency markets." Well, normally when you're accused of stealing $8 billion, your lawyers will tell you to be quiet. Don't say anything to anybody that could be used against you in future legal proceedings. But SBF appears to think he can apologize his way out of this. Now, of course, what he's doing by claiming that "I had no idea what was going on," he's throwing his former girlfriend and her colleagues who ran Alameda Research under the bus. We're supposed to believe that this fraud that SBF is accused of perpetrating, even though the back doors that facilitated this illegal commingling of client funds with Alameda's capital were built into the software that SBF was used to run the company, that he just didn't have any knowledge of what was going on. Well, it doesn't look like his former girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, is going to take this lying down. She was reportedly seen in Manhattan, 8:15 a.m. Saturday morning at a coffee shop. This would suggest that she is not in Hong Kong, in New York, and not in custody, which suggests that while SBF is throwing her under the bus, she is cooperating with the Department of Justice and the Southern District of New York, who is investigating the implosion of FTX. Get your popcorn, because this is going to be interesting. Topic number 4, global cooling. The COP27 climate change summit wrapped up last month. World leaders flew private jets to the desert to discuss with each other how the use of carbon fuels is heating the earth to catastrophic levels. And then they flew back home after discussing what climate change policies to implement, which, of course, led to nothing. No policies were implemented. Of course, if those world leaders really thought that global warming was serious, I mean, like an existential threat to humanity, they wouldn't have been flying private jets to Egypt to discuss this issue. While the climate alarmist leaders were meeting in the desert, November's snowfall across the northern hemisphere is at its highest level since these levels began being measured 56 years ago. The rate, as you can see, the purple line on the chart behind me, not only running above the 56-year mean, but above the 56-year maximum. It's being tracked by Rutgers University and NOAA. Most mainstream outlets, media outlets, that is, overlook this data because it doesn't fit the narrative. Here's another graphic showing a little more clearly exactly where all this snow is. The yellow around the North Pole is just solid ice. But here's the real-world impact for being so wrong on the world's state as of right now. A severe winter for the Northern Hemisphere, which would be exacerbated by all those winds flowing southward from the pole across all of this new snowpack, would complicate the power problems, the energy demands for countries in the Northern Hemisphere, such as Western Europe and North America, countries that are bent on disrupting their energy flows by restricting access to Russian gas and oil, forcing the world into the worst energy crisis in a generation. Since we've now flipped over in the Northern Hemisphere to drawing down stockpiles of natural gas, the clock has started on storage levels, which will quickly wind down, especially if the winter is colder than average, which again is suggested by the fact that there is more square mileage covered by snow than at any point since they began tracking this data 56 years ago. Topic number 3, RSV makes a comeback. In Germany, nearly 1 in 4 children under the age of 15 currently suffering some kind of respiratory infection. This rate especially high in children under the age of 4, which is a demographic that's been seeing elevated rates of illness for some time now. This is not due to the vaccine, by the way. Vaccine has nothing to do with this, because most of the children under the age of 5 in Europe have not been vaccinated with a vaccine against SARS-CoV-2. This is a direct consequence of mass lockdowns. Children were not exposed to other slower-moving viruses, and so now have no natural immunity against those viruses, like RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which is the most dominant infection among those under the age of 5, and it's particularly dangerous for infants, unlike SARS-CoV-2, which poses almost no threat at all to the young. Young women in particular have been underexposed to RSV for 3 years now, which means they've not been passing along passive resistance to this virus, either through breast milk or to developing babies in the womb. This would be the normal course of events in a typical year, but because we've been isolated in many parts of the world because of the pandemic for the last couple of years, RSV, well, the number of cases around the world dropped by as much as 97% in some places, which led, and this was seen with flu as well, which you might remember me asking, is this really real, or are we just seeing inflated COVID numbers to justify pandemic policies? Now, new research is showing that, yes, these viruses do crowd one another out. They do not cohabit. And since the coronaviruses spread more easily, that was the dominant virus during the lockdown. So not only did the lockdowns not prevent the spread of the coronavirus, it prevented the spread of the slower-moving viruses, which reduced natural immunity. Because, as new research shows, natural immunity, antibody response against RSV seems to be somewhat short-lived. In other words, adults are supposed to get some sort of mild respiratory illness, infection, periodically to keep our immune systems boosted and to keep our children's immune systems boosted. Because if we don't catch the virus, then when we're exposed to it again, well, for us, it's not much of a deal. It's mild, cold-like symptoms, if anything. Many adults have RSV and are asymptomatic, but for children, especially infants, it can be dangerous. That columnist for The Atlantic who wrote a month ago that there should be an amnesty for the medical bureaucracy that insisted on lockdowns, vaccines, and social distancing over the last, that there should, we should no consequences for their bad decisions. They meant well. No, I'm sorry. There need to be consequences here so that these things don't happen again. Topic number 2, summoning the demon. You might have heard of Elon Musk's company Neuralink, kind of squeezed into the background lately because of his activities with Twitter. But his Neuralink Corporation plans to start implanting its coin-sized computing brain implant into human patients within 6 months. This was announced at a corporate gathering last Wednesday. Neuralink has been refining the product, talking to the FDA about it. Apparently, discussions have gone well enough that they plan to begin trials in 6 months. The goal of the brain-computer interface, or BCI, is to allow a person with a debilitating condition such as ALS, to communicate with their thoughts. This would allow for, say, telepathic typing onto a screen. Musk's hope is that the device could one day become mainstream, allow for the transfer of information between humans and machines. There's the long-term consequence here, because if that flow of information is both ways, well, anything connected to a computer or to the web can be hacked by an outside force. Anyway, Musk has long argued that humans can only keep up with the development of artificial intelligence with the help of computer-like augmentations. Remember, Elon Musk is the one who said developing autonomous artificial intelligence is literally summoning the demon. But he sees this as inevitable, and this brain-computer interface as one step toward avoiding it? No, we suggest this is one step toward making it the demon bringing it right into our homes through the brain-computer interface. Coming up, we have a winner, the 2022 Word of the Year, and you won't guess what it is. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Allie Anderson, team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary, the many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek, how the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the Apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before-digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, we have a winner. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the 2022 word of the year is goblin mode. Yes, goblin mode. It's a slang term, apparently, that means a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. Goblin mode beat out other words like metaverse and hashtag I stand with ... for word of the year honors. Merriam-Webster has its own 2022 word of the year, gaslighting, which is defined as the act or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage. Now, if you've heard that term, you might know that it's from the 1946 film Gaslight, starring Ingrid Bergman, Charles Boyer, and Joseph Cotten. about an evil man who marries a woman to try to get at her aunt's fortune and jewels. And he tells her that she's not really seeing what she can plainly see with her own eyes, making her think she's crazy for, you know, the gas lights in the home. It's set in the 19th century, being dimmed every evening at a certain time when he's in another part of the house searching for the jewels. That's what the term really means. It does not mean lying generally. Gaslighting, I think that's a better term. And at least I've heard of that one. Goblin mode? Not so much. Skywatch TV's fall virtual conference continues. You can sign up through February 4th, and you get 90 days access to the presentations and documentaries from the date you sign up. Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Carl Gallops, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, many others. These are cutting-edge presentations. Pastor Doug Van Dorn's presentation on astral prophecy and serpent mounds. Fascinating stuff. Just two of the two dozen that you can get instant access to in full HD for 90 days, along with six full-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, including the most recent Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horn's jaw-dropping best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. You can find out more and sign up right now. Get instant access at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Skywatch TV's six-week series based on the new three-volume set by Tom Horn, Ali Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, some eye-popping stuff here. I mean, I'll say again, if you're watching this program, there's a good chance you already know, you understand that the Bible is all about Jesus and his soon return. But he manifests in places in Scripture that may surprise you. Don't miss this series, and by all means, don't miss this three-volume set. Our broadcast program goes out all across the country. If you're watching over the air, you can find the schedule to watch it on a network near you. That's the time that's convenient for you, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, add the Skywatch TV app to your set-top box, and you can watch it right now. That also gets you access to the women's program, Simply His, and these daily updates. That plus our free mobile app, bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. So if I say something that they don't like on one of these daily updates, you will still have access to us. And thanks to casting Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, which is a feature on almost all mobile devices and modern smart TVs, you can watch it on your big screen wirelessly. This is the wave of the future. The app is produced, by the way, and maintained by a Christian company. They host all of our video and audio content, so they're not going to cancel us. Download the app. We've got links to the app stores so that you can download the app that's right for your device at the website, skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.